from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling for economic sanctions against Turkey 4 days after Turkey shot down a Russian fighter jet near the Turk-Syrian border. Putin signed a decree today ordering sanctions that restrict imports of some Turkish products, prohibit extensions of contracts for Turks working in Russia, and would impact Turkish companies operating in Russia. The decree also calls for ending charter flights from Russia to Turkey and for Russian tourism programs to stop selling vacation packages that include a stay in Turkey. Earlier today, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan voiced regret about the downing of the Russian plane, saying his country was truly saddened by the incident and wished it had not occurred. Turkish police fired tear gas and water cannon to disperse more than 1,000 protesters in Istanbul today after unknown assailants killed a leading Kurdish lawyer in southeastern Turkey. Witnesses say attackers opened fire on Tahir Elci and other activists as they gave a press statement to a gathering in the mainly Kurdish province of Diyarbakir. The shooting also triggered a firefight between the rebels and security forces. It's not immediately clear whether Elci or police were the target of the attack. Elci was the chairman of the Diyarbakir Bar Association and was arrested last month for saying the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party was not a terrorist organization. The United Nations is condemning in strongest terms a rocket attack on a UN base in northern Mali, which killed 2 UN peacekeepers and a civilian contractor and injured at least 20 others. The UN Security Council called on the government of Mali to conduct a quick but thorough investigation into today's attack and bring the perpetrators to justice. A senior member of the Al-Qaeda-linked Islamist group Ansar Dine has claimed responsibility for the violence. This is VOA News.